Spring has also tiptoed into northern New England after a mild winter. There are many indicators of seasonal change. One still to come, the appearance of the downy-vested birdwatcher. For people in the state of Maine, there is a distinction between those who observe birds and those who observe the birdwatchers.
Bzz, 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 bzz.
That's a black-throated green.
I'm not really obsessed by birds.
I guess a lot of people think bird watching, as it's popularly called, is sort of a weird hobby, and the people who do it are sort of weird, too.
Sweet, sweet, sweet interlude.
Drink your tea.
Do you want a Bardell?
It's always kind of fun. It kind of gets your heart going as you drive down this narrow road, and there on the side of the road are 20 bird watchers with scopes set up and binoculars, and they're all looking up at a tree somewhere.
All those people are out there. What are they doing? Well, they're looking at a bird. The obvious response is, why?
You get toward the end of winter and you can hardly wait.
And suddenly, on a warm, wet, muddy spring day, you'll hear blackbirds. People who are bird watchers will just stop in their tracks because those are the first redwings. It's hard to come to work. It's hard not to be outside.
It's almost like a competition between your birding buddies. You know, saw a yellow warbler yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a black-throated green in my backyard.
The warblers are really the ones I wait for.
These are some of the warblers we might see in Maine.
Bay-breasted,
black and white,
blackburnian,
blackpole,
black-throated blue.
The black-throated blue.
All right.
Ooh.
Right at eye level, just to the left.
Yeah,
of that,
big tree.
The big tree, yes.
Oh, there he is, just back through.
The hardwood there.
Good morning. My name is Dee Dean, and I'm here this morning in Portland, Maine, at the Evergreen Cemetery, doing a warbler walk with the York County Audubon.
I'd say I probably have 100 or so bird books, field guides.
But one time at Plum Island, we were watching this wave of warblers go through, and we had sort of kept bumping into this pair of women in their 60s probably, two very devoted birders, and as we were watching these warblers, and I had my binoculars to my eyes, I feel this tug in my pocket, and I'm not sure what it is, and I look over, and there's one of these ladies just yanking my bird book out of my pocket because she didn't have hers with her.
I'm in the Navy Reserve, and I have been for, it'll be 10 years, and on a ship, there are always lookouts just to keep the ship safe. Typically, I'm not one of those people. However, I do usually have a set of binoculars. So I can look over the side of the ship, just scanning the horizon, and no one thinks anything. Little do they know, I'm really looking for pelagic birds.
I've seen about 660 birds in the ABA listing area, which includes the United States and Canada.
And every spring, a wood thrush comes through. He sings that beautiful fluty song.
You know, you hear the little sharp call note of a common yellow throat. I don't use my normal pishing sounds. I'm going to try to do a, or
something else that my dad and I used to do. We'll take the Peterson and be very careful that the other guy doesn't see what page you're turning to. In fact, you can't even see the book because we know we've used this guide for so long. We know just by looking at the top of the page where you are in the book. You take a bird and you go, okay, figure out what this bird is. A gray-breasted blank with a white throat patch and a yellow spot between the eye and the bill.
Being on Hawk Mountain in October, having a group of people there, some of them probably feeling a little guilty about being there and not in church on Sunday morning, having a flight of birds go over and someone saying, oh, what were they? I didn't quite catch it. And a voice from the back of the group saying, on page thus and such in the little green hymnal, as if they were announcing a hymn. And we all knew precisely what they meant. It was A Field Guide to Birds by Roger Torrey Peterson, which is green in its old hardcover edition.
I was a little surprised the birds could handle it. It was pretty cool this morning. It was 29 degrees on my thermometer. But they seem to have survived the night, and it's warming up.
The parula and the prairie are together in the very same bush right now. If you just look at eye level. Everybody got the parula?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's beautiful.
Very nice. Lovely.
A sound montage from Maine by producer Diane Ballin. We heard from Kurt Wesseling, Bill Duffy, Alice Kelly, Julie Suchecki, Gabriella Howard, Dave Ladd, Lori Twitchell, Dee Dean, Kenny DaCosta, and Pat Monahan.